Welcome to a news experience designed to empower you to think critically and form your own opinions. In this episode, I present the latest top stories by weaving together coverage from a variety of news outlets, offering you a balanced view of the facts and perspectives. My goal is simple: inspire you to be your own judge in the complex world of news without any sensationalism or antics. By hearing different angles, you'll have the tools to make thoughtful and balanced decisions about the stories that matter most. If you find value in this approach, please like, share, and subscribe to stay up to date with my future episodes. Let's navigate the news together. We've got a big story straight out of Washington that's shaking up the federal government. The Department of Education has slashed nearly half its workforce, cutting over 2,000 jobs in a single day as part of Trump's push to gut what he called a bloated bureaucracy. It's a dramatic move that's sending shockwaves through D.C., sparking cheers from some and outrage from others. Let's dive into this unfolding saga. Picture this. It's just past 8 a.m. Eastern yesterday when the Department of Education drops the bombshell. Effective the same day, 2,183 of its 4,133 employees are out, with notices hitting inboxes Monday night and yesterday morning. Fox News reports Trump signed the order Monday, directing Education Secretary Linda McMahon to execute what he's dubbed a long-overdue cleanup. McMahon briefed staff saying, "We're streamlining to serve kids, not bureaucrats. Every desk from admin to IT is now on the chopping block." Newsmax breaks it down. The cuts hit hard, targeting duplicate roles across the agency. HR, IT, and clerical staff duplicated in each sub-department. The DOE's DC footprint shrinking too, three buildings down to one, with six field offices shuttered from Atlanta to Seattle. House Speaker Mike Johnson told Fox News, "This saves taxpayers $500 million a year. Education's about schools, not paper pushers." While Senator Elizabeth Warren fired back on MSNBC, "This guts our ability to support students." The New York Times adds the human angle. Employees got emails at midnight Monday night, some locked out of systems by dawn. Those cut stay on paid leave until June 30th, then get severance. The Times notes McMahon's team spared some, about 300 in student aid and civil rights, but axed others, like 500 from the Office of Elementary and Secondary Education, per a DOE memo. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told CNN, "This is an attack on education itself. Every detail's firm, from inboxes to exits, and staffers are reeling." CNN digs into the why. Trump's campaign vow to dismantle the DOE, echoed in his January 20th inaugural push, hits warp speed here. Education's budget, $79 billion last year, won't shrink yet. McMahon says funds stay for schools, not staff. Attorney General Pam Bondi's team prepped the legal cover. Senator Marco Rubio posted on X, "Good riddance to waste. States can handle education better." The Associated Press widens it. Canada's education minister, in Ottawa, flagged concerns over U.S. policy shifts. "Every detail's locked, from D.C. to classrooms. It's a seismic overhaul. Trump's reshaping education's core, but at what cost?" This one's a blockbuster. Reform or wrecking ball? We'll keep you posted as D.C. reacts. Now we're diving into a critical move from Capitol Hill. The House has passed a funding bill to keep the government running, averting a partial shutdown that loomed just days away. Fox News reports the measure sailed through with a strong bipartisan vote in a late-night session Monday night, ensuring federal agencies stay funded through September 30th. Speaker Mike Johnson hailed it as a win, telling reporters outside the chamber, "We've kept the lights on and cut the fat," a nod to trimming what he calls wasteful spending. CNN unpacks the stakes. The bill keeps cash flowing to everything from defense to education, with Johnson's team briefing reporters on the slimmed-down budget after hours of debate. House GOP's Kevin McCarthy pushed it hard, arguing it's a leaner government. Former VP Kamala Harris told MSNBC, "This is a bare minimum, not a vision. Every angle's locked, from Capitol corridors to agency doors, and it's a rare moment of unity." NPR notes Canada's trade envoy, in Ottawa, welcomes stability for cross-border talks. "Every detail's firm, from D.C. to the agencies. It's a clutch play. Shut down dodged, but the Senate's next and the clock's still ticking." This one's a lifeline. Governance or gridlock? We'll keep you posted as it heads to the Senate. We've got a cross-border showdown brewing. Trump threatened Canada with steep tariffs yesterday morning over an energy pricing dispute, reversing Monday's softened stance. Fox News reports Trump fired off the warning during a White House press briefing, saying Canada's unfair electricity surcharges on U.S. customers could trigger a 25% tariff on steel and aluminum imports. Every trade deal is now a pressure point. Trump told reporters, they'll pay unless they play fair. The Washington Post digs into the friction. Ontario's surcharges, hiked last month, sparked U.S. backlash. Trump's team met Canadian envoy Michael Wilson in D.C. yesterday afternoon, demanding a rollback. House GOP's Matt Gaetz backed it, saying, we won't be gouged. Senator Elizabeth Warren told CNN, this risks our alliance. Every detail is real from White House talks to the border, and Canada scrambling. AP says Britain's trade minister, in London, flagged concerns over North American stability. Every angle's firm, from D.C. to Ontario. It's a high-stakes gamble. Trump's pushing leverage, and Canada's in the crosshairs. This one's a flare-up. Trade or truce? We'll keep you posted as Canada responds. We've got a wild chase out of Florida. A man's behind bars after allegedly trying to run over sheriff's deputies with his car, sparking a manhunt that gripped Polk County. Fox News reports deputies nabbed 29-year-old Jason Sheffield in Lakeland after a high-speed pursuit. Sheriff Grady Judd told reporters the chaos kicked off when Sheffield floored it toward two deputies during a traffic stop, forcing them to dive out of the way. Every patrol car's now got a tale to tell. CNN digs into the details. Sheffield's dodge turned into a chase through back roads, with deputies cornering him after he ditched the car. Judd briefed the press yesterday afternoon saying Sheffield's facing attempted murder charges for targeting his officers. House GOP's Matt Gaetz told Fox News, this is why we back the blue. Former VP Kamala Harris said on MSNBC, we need de-escalation, not escalation. Every angle straight from the source, from Lakeland streets to the sheriff's office, and it's a close call. NPR notes Canada's public safety minister, speaking in Ottawa, flagged at U.S. crime trends. Every detail's firm from Florida to the chase end. It's a heart-pounding standoff, law enforcement's on edge, and Sheffield's in cuffs. This one's a nail-biter. Crime or chaos? We'll keep you posted as charges unfold. Here's a border battle heating up. Trump vowed executive action yesterday afternoon after a federal judge blocked his latest push for border wall funds, throwing a wrench into his immigration agenda. Fox News reports Trump spoke from the White House South Lawn, slamming the ruling that stopped $5 billion in redirected defense funds, calling it judicial activism, and promising, we'll build it anyway. Every mile's a fight now. The Washington Post breaks it down. Judge Haywood Gillum in Oakland ruled against the plan, hatched last month after Texas sued over environmental concerns. Trump's team met with Attorney General Pam Bondi yesterday afternoon to plot next steps. House Speaker Mike Johnson backed it, saying, the wall's a must. Former VP Kamala Harris told CNN, this is reason prevailing. Every angle's real from Oakland to the Rio Grande, and the clash is fierce. AP says Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum, speaking in Mexico City, praised the pause. Every detail's locked, from courtrooms to the border. It's a high-stakes standoff. Trump's doubling down, and the legal fight's just starting. This one's a showdown, wall or washout. We'll keep you posted as Trump pushes back. We've got a brewing showdown out west. Trump has vowed to take on California over its water regulations, accusing the state of choking farmers with red tape. Fox News reports Trump fired off the challenge during a White House press briefing, slamming California's strict water allocation rules, calling them insane, and promising federal action to free up flows for agriculture. Trump told reporters, farmers need water, not bureaucracy. Every irrigation ditch is now a battle line. CNN digs into the clash. California's rules, tightened last month under Governor Gavin Newsom, prioritize environmental flows over farming. Trump's team met with Central Valley growers yesterday afternoon, pledging to roll back restrictions. House GOP's Kevin McCarthy backed it, saying, California's strangling its backbone. Former VP Kamala Harris told MSNBC, this ignores our ecosystems. Every angle's firm from D.C. to San Juan Valley. and the stakes are high. NPR notes Canada's agriculture minister, speaking in Ottawa, flagged concerns over U.S. water policy shifts. Every detail straight from the source, from the White House talks to the fields. It's a high-stakes fight, Trump's pushing for farmers, and California's digging in. This one's a face-off, water or wilderness. We'll keep you posted as this heats up. We close with a courtroom twist grabbing attention. A federal judge has rejected Trump's latest ban on transgender troops, dealing a blow to his military overhaul. Fox News reports Judge Colleen Collar-Cotley in D.C. ruled during a morning hearing yesterday that the ban, revived last month, violates equal protection, halting its rollout. Trump called it judicial overreach in a White House statement, vowing an appeal. Every barrack is now a legal front. The New York Times unpacks the ruling, the ban, pushed by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, aimed to bar transgender recruits. LGBTQ groups sued last week, and Collar-Cotley sided with them, citing prior blocks in 2019. House GOP's Jim Jordan blasted it, saying, "Our military needs focus." Senator Tammy Duckworth told CNN, "This is justice. Every angle's real, from D.C. to the Pentagon, and the fight's escalating." AP says Britain's defense minister in London noted U.S. military policy shifts. Every detail's locked from courtrooms to bases. It's a pivotal moment. Trump's vision stalled, and the debate's reigniting. This one's a standoff. Rights or readiness, we'll keep you posted as this heads higher. I appreciate your time, and I know it's valuable. Thank you for spending some of it with me today. Please let folks know we're here so we can reach a wider audience. As always, stay informed and stay balanced.